listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White the Third with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 898. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy related headlines which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Jewish News Syndicate, Israel will not allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons and will take military action to prevent it from doing so should all other options fail. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz said on Tuesday. His remarks came in response to an Iranian threat on Monday to level Tel Aviv from Lebanon. Katz said Israel is not the helpless protesters being slaughtered by the Ayatollah regime in Iran and Iraq. We will be able to respond forcefully to any threat or attack. On Monday evening, senior Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps advisor Murtaza Gobani said that if Israel made even the smallest error when it came to Iran, Tehran would level Tel Aviv from Lebanon. Gobani claimed that Iran had no intention of acquiring nuclear weapons and said that if Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei were to issue instructions to attack Israel, the latter would raise his hands in surrender. His remarks came in response to an interview that Katz gave, in which he said Iran must face the threat of military action in addition to sanctions. Katz said the Iranians have no idea who they're dealing with. If they realized that 1,000 Tomahawk missiles could be fired at them, they would behave differently. Second, today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to Newsweek, the Cascadia and San Andreas faults may be linked with earthquakes on one triggering events in the other with minimal or no separation in time. Chris Goldfinger and Joel Gutierrez from Oregon State University say there are evidence showing a relationship between the two goes back almost 3,000 years. The San Andreas Fault forms part of the tectonic boundary between the Pacific and North American plate. It stretches about 750 miles along the East Coast and has the potential to produce major earthquakes. It is one of the most dangerous faults in the U.S. as it is lined by heavily populated areas, including the cities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. Because there has not been a large earthquake at San Andreas for over 100 years, experts are concerned it could be due one relatively soon. Meanwhile, the Cascadia subjugation the Cascadia subduction zone, which stretches from Northern California to Canada, is known as a megathrust fault that can produce some of the biggest earthquakes in the world. In 1700, it produced an earthquake estimated to be between magnitude 8.7 and 9.2. Further findings show that on multiple occasions, an earthquake at Cascadia would be followed by one at the northern part of the San Andreas Fault. The research abstract said, in one instance, a separation of about 100 years is observed, but in all other cases, time separation between the pair is not observed. Third today, under the sign category of the Mark of the Beast, according to the Washington Times, China is developing a new high-tech system of mass surveillance and coercion aimed at suppressing political dissent among its 1.4 billion people, while forcing American and Western businesses to conform to the government's communist policies if they want to operate there. The system that critics call an Orwellian national level control system has been dubbed the social credit system and was set for launch in the coming year, although recent reports from China now say the rollout could be delayed until 2021. The massive system has been tested in several major Chinese cities and uses millions of surveillance cameras linked to supercomputers containing massive databases. Face and voice recognition technology then identifies and monitors people with the goal of controlling behaviors that range from dissident political activity to jaywalking, ostensibly as part of a financial credit monitoring system similar to those used in the West. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called out the program in a recent speech, warning, by 2020, China's rulers aim to implement an Orwellian system premised on controlling virtually every facet of human life. The so-called social credit score, in the words of that program's official blueprint, it will allow the trustworthy to roam everywhere under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. Fourth today, under the sign category of reestablishment of Israel, according to Breaking Israel News, President Trump announced that he will be signing an executive order on Wednesday intended to withhold federal funding as a means of forcing universities to cope with growing anti-Semitism on campus. First reported in the New York Times, the order will effectively define Judaism as a race or nationality and not just a religion. The order empowers the Education Department as described in Title V of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which allows the department to withhold funding from any college or educational program that discriminates on the ground of race, color, or national origin. Religion was not included among the protected categories, so Mr. Trump's order will have the effect of embracing an argument that Jews are a people or a race with a collective national origin in the Middle East. Fifth today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News. Iran is stockpiling short-range ballistic missiles in Iraq that can reach Israel, according to a New York Times report that cited American intelligence and military officials. The hidden rockets are part of a larger effort by Iran to intimidate countries in the region and assert its power. Short-range missiles generally have a range of just over 600 miles. So, one fired from just outside of Baghdad could reach Jerusalem. Iran's effort to build up its arsenal comes as the United States has sent thousands of troops to the region with plans to send more. The arms in Iraq are reportedly intended to dissuade the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia from attacking Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, the prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 50 and 51. Jeremiah 50, 17 through 20 reads, Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, and I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary and comments and thoughts on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 17 through 20, Babylon's destruction is again contrasted to Israel's final regeneration and restoration. At the time of Babylon's final destruction, the iniquity of Israel will be sought, but there will be none. The sins of the people of Israel will not be found. In 50:21-28, Jeremiah points out that Babylon, the hammer of power, will be destroyed and thus will cease to exercise strict authority over other nations. In this manner, the pride of Babylon will be humbled at the same time that God destroys the hammer of Babylon. He will be Israel's redeemer. In 50:35-40, after Jeremiah records the sword song, he explains that sword will now fall upon Babylon, which will become a habitation of demons. In 50:41-46, Jeremiah again points out that while the armies come from various directions, the attack itself comes from the north. Here he implies that the king of Babylon is not within the city when the city is destroyed. Furthermore, the armies that come against Babylon are empowered by God, and therefore their success is not of their own making. The destruction of Babylon will be so complete that there will be a great cry of mourning among the city's supporters worldwide. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. R.C. Sproul. He said, the rapture will not be a secret, but open and manifest. Its purpose will not be to whisk the elect away from the earth for a while until Christ returns for a second coming. The purpose of the rapture is to allow the saints to meet Jesus in the air as he returns and be included in his entourage during his triumphal descent from heaven. His coming in this manner will be attended by the general resurrection, the final judgment, and the end of the world. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time today together. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Thank you for the blessed hope of your coming back to this earth. Help us to live with that hope and to remember that you can come back anytime and that we need to be watchful and sober-minded and vigilant. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.